Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, here with our guests Christian Heppenstall, Adam Lincoln, and Jeremy Gaunt. They are doing Alaska Theater of Youth's Frankenstein at the Sidney Lawrence Auditorium, which opened last night.
Welcome, guys.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
We have Christian, the director, and we have the creature, the monster, Frankenstein, they call him, but he's Dr. Frankenstein, is actually. You're named after your creator, is that right?
By Hollywood. In Mary Shelley's book, which we are basing our play off of, it is just called The Creature. It's not given a name.
Yeah, Hollywood changed that, so we're correcting it. So he is the creature. Victor Frankenstein, who is Frankenstein, is played by Adam.
Yay.
Okay. Now, how do you not let the cinematic Frankenstein lore and mythology seep into your characters? It must be very hard to do a fresh take on such a, iconic play, movie.
Well, if I could answer that, we have a very intelligent script by Theodore Olson. It was commissioned by the Children's Theater Company of Minneapolis and Seattle Children's Theater. I think adults will really like this.
It's a very
smart show. Oh. Very smart play. Yeah, it is very spooky.
It's a scary show.
Yeah.
Very scary. Well, kids like to be scared. The thing that always surprised me about Frankenstein is from the classic Boris Karloff one. And then I've seen different versions over the years. There was one with Michael Saracen where they end up in the North Pole and stuff.
And Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was I'm always surprised by the different levels and different things you take away. Like, as a kid, well, it's all about the monster with the firecrackers under his ears and stuff. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. And then you get older, and then there's more and more. You learn more about Frankenstein. It just becomes this such a...
Well, it's become a stereotype, which is a shame. And if you read criticism about Frankenstein going on stage or into the movies, you constantly come across how hard it was to adapt the novel correctly. And I think that's why you see a lot of departures in Hollywood from the Mary Shelley synopsis.
I think I'm probably one of those idiotic people who hates to be scared. Mm. And I've been that way all my life.
Such a shame. You get a free ticket then.
But I don't mind in books, so I did read Mary Shelley when I was younger. Yeah. So I would probably enjoy this very much.
Mm-hmm. And then she was like 15
when
she wrote this?
Because it's a fairly serious play.
No, she was like 17 or 18.
Okay, well, yeah, she was old. She was already a full-blown novelist by that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, kind of a genius. Is this the first time that they ever had a book about somebody being cobbled together from spare parts?
No.
Is this a Greek myth?
No. There were precursors to that she read about. She had an interest in medicine, and she would go to medical lectures in London or elsewhere in Europe when she could. So she already had this as an interest.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So, Adam, the playing the doctor, how do you research that? Was that like you go to the doctor's office? Is it based on, your family physician?
Well, I watched a lot of Young Frankenstein, and basically that's where I got it. No. Gene Wilder is amazing, but the doctor in the play is just so vastly different. He's psychotic, he's deranged, he's sleep-deprived. He's just a wonderful character to play in general.
And the regular guy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sounds like Mark.
Oh, you're not wearing as much makeup.
But I have a friend named Igor. Is there an Igor in the play?
There is not an Igor in the play. We could name him Igor, but his name is Ernst.
Ernst.
He's my assistant.
Okay, well, Victor Frankenstein, so it's very German.
Well,
Swiss,
yeah. Actually.
Oh, Swiss, okay. Swiss-German, okay.
It's a Swiss story, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And you, Adam, you play, I'm sorry.
That's
Jeremy.
Yeah.
I play all the roles, actually.
Exactly.
It's quite fun.
No, it's quite amazing. Frankenstein by Adam Lincoln.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, and you're Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, I am.
And
are you a monster, though?
Well, we don't call him monster.
No, that's what I thought.
The creature is a misunderstood being. Some call him monster because of things that he has done that he did not mean to do socially because he didn't know what to do. he is pretty much an outcast who is thrown into society and has to learn to cope with everything while also being marked different by everybody else.
Which is why it's really a fairly serious play.
Oh, it's very
serious. It's very serious. Mm-hmm.
And any person who has that much trouble is liable to become very frightening.
Mm-hmm. It is. If it's a dog backed into the corner, surrounded by fierce enemies, he's bound to become dangerous himself in order to survive, and that's the creature. He's just this poor dog who's put into terrible circumstances.
And actually, if you think about it, this is presumably a human being who has not had a childhood to learn to handle all of the difficulties of life over a period of 17 years.
And that definitely unfolds in the show. It's very intelligently written that way, and it really does a very good job of tracing the relationship between Victor, his father, and his son, the creature. And in fact, they refer to each other that way, father and son.
You're listening to Stage Talk on KSKA. We're talking to Christian Heppenstall, Adam Lincoln, and Jeremy Gaunt, talking about Alaska Theater of Youth's production of Frankenstein.
So what have you done with the Sidney Lawrence to make it scary?
We have a gigantic set that is wrapped in white. It completely goes wing to wing. We have created a mast and sails out of muslin that go right up into the fly system. We have chandeliers coming on. It's a white concept, and we have this gigantic, very loud, very creepy sound design that runs under the whole show. There is no silence at all in the show. From the moment you step in, when the curtain goes up, you get sound. So,
and the sound is eerie.
It's very eerie.
You can just listen to the sound and be scared. It's amazing.
Who designed it?
The sound?
Yeah.
Klaus Kröning. And Melissa Jabe is designing the lights with the help of Dan Anto. They're both from UAA, Department of Theater and Film. Doing a great job. It's good to work with them.
And this is all your concept?
It is my concept.
It's
my concept.
This is your monster.
It's this is minor play. Concept, yeah.
Yeah, your creature.
Mm-hmm. Your
yeah. Yeah. See, it's almost like a demented Pinocchio story. I mean, did Frankenstein want a son or something?
No. Frankenstein never wanted a son. His whole reason goes back to his mother, because he recently lost his mother, and he wanted to see if he could bring back people from the dead, because he did not want to lose his mother. So he didn't want to bring her back, because she might have come back as something else. So he wanted to first reanimate a corpse that was just assembled by his own hand, and he wanted to create a new species of man.
Oh, wow. Like a super guy. But and now Frankenstein has a soul, though, Jeremy. So you play him as a kind of, like
the,
you said.
Not Frankenstein.
The creature has
the
a soul.
Creature. I'm sorry.
The creature
I'm sorry.
Has a soul.
Breaking the Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We must break that Hollywood stereotype.
So, so you make this kind of like fearsome creature sympathetic.
Like I said before, the creature is a dog trapped in a corner. When, to others, he seems fierce and just terrible and maybe even evil with the deeds that he does. But to him, he has a soul. He wants to care about things, but due to his circumstances, he can't. He is forced to do everything that he does.
He's in reaction to all of the violence and misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. He just—it's one situation after another that way, with the exception of Old DeLacy, who is played by Ron Holmstrom.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask who else is in the show now. What character is that?
Old DeLacy—he's the old blind guy. The creature winds up there, and the creature lives and observes the family through the winter. And he learns how to speak. He learns how to read from this family. And when the kids go away, he sums up enough courage to go in and talk to DeLacy. Then the kids come back, and the whole thing blows up, and the only person who was ever kind to him runs away in fear. So it's really a heartbreaking scene.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And is the creature, is he green?
Oh, no.
No. Like the creature is not green.
Mary Shelley doesn't describe him that way either.
Okay. No, once again, the green was another effect of Hollywood, since the Boris Karloff movie, which everybody is mainly familiar with for the picture of the creature, was done in black and white, and for just a color photograph, the person just decided to add green to it, and that became a stereotype that has lasted ever since.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Is this so much like Frankenstein lore we're learning here?
Well, his real look is probably closest to Robert De Niro's portrayal in the Kenneth Branagh movie, Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, where he looks pretty awful at first, and then he gains color, and the scars heal and all that stuff. And he starts to look better through the movie as the flesh regenerates, et cetera.
Good for you.
Thank you. We've had lots of discussions about
this. Well, I think this is all telling us that we really should see this play and not just think, oh, not another Frankenstein.
It's not another Frankenstein. This is a different script. It's very intelligent. It's less children's theater than you think it's going to be. I think really adults without kids would have a great time watching this. And we do two shows on Halloween Day. We do a 2 p.m. matinee and a 7 p.m. evening performance. So what a great way to spend Halloween.
Definitely. I was going to ask you about that. I mean, yeah.
So, and how did you come to be cast?
Well.
It was a rigorous casting process. Very painful.
Oh,
thousands
definitely.
Of actors came. Thousands, I'm telling you. It took weeks.
Well, for me personally, I heard about the play from my good friend Christina Ashby. And it was just through Facebook. And she said, hey, you should audition for Frankenstein. Well, no. I heard that I should audition for Into the Woods. And then Christian told me I should audition for Frankenstein. Mm.
She's the director of Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe, which runs in December. So
that'll be wonderful as well. But my audition for Frankenstein was basically two monologues and...
He was great. He was obviously it when he walked in. So... Jeremy, on the other hand.
Crazy.
Oh.
Poor Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeremy took over from an actor who dropped out for other reasons. But, you know, watching Jeremy work with Adam and, again, working with Ron Holmstrom, I wouldn't want a different actor in the role. He's just perfect.
Oh, we're working with a wonderful cast.
It's a wonderful cast.
The people that need to get along are getting along wonderfully.
And those who don't get booted.
Yeah. Well, who do you have the old gypsy?
We do have some gypsies.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're not really in her book. They're in the show, but in a mute way. Yeah, they carry fire torches and scare him away. So.
The townsfolks with the pitchforks and the torches that comes in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have time for.
Well, thank you.
And thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
And we'll look forward to seeing Frankenstein. I'll go myself.
Yeah, I'm going to go see this show. It
ATY
sounds great.
Wishes Stage Talk a happy Halloween.
Thank you.
See you there.
See ya.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. Anchorage Community Theater concludes their production of Harvey. This show runs tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 7 p.m. with a final Sunday matinee at 3. And this is going to be at the ACT Warehouse Theater located on East 70th Street off Old Seward Highway. For tickets and more information, call 868-4913 or you can go to acthome@gci.net.
At Cyrano's, the world premiere of The Courtship of Zack and Ada is now entering its last weekend with productions tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. and a final matinee Sunday at 3 p.m. This is at Cyrano's Playhouse. For tickets and more information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The UAA Department of Theater and Dance presents Terra Nova by Ted Talley. This show is directed by Tom Score on the UAA Main Stage Theater, and it concludes its run. This is the final weekend with a show tonight and tomorrow night at 8 p.m. with a final Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. For tickets, call the UAA box office at 786-4849. That's 786-4849.
Finally, the Alaska Theater of Youth presents Frankenstein at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. It's now running and continues through Halloween. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a matinee on Saturdays at 2 p.m. That includes Halloween. For tickets and information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Well, that's it for this week. Just as a reminder, KSKA is finishing up a great fall membership drive. Do your part today. Call 550-8484. That's 550-8484 with your pledge of support. Thank you for listening and supporting KSKA. Until next time, I'm Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.